Thanks for listening to The Drive with Big Al and D-Mac, on demand, brought to you by SEL Mortgage, the leaders in Colorado of special circumstance lending, helping everyone, including people with unusual financing needs. Locally owned and operated, visit MySpecialMortgage.com. That's MySpecialMortgage.com.
It's a Bud Light Football Friday, presented by Blake Street Tavern. Bud Light, official beer sponsor of the Denver Broncos.
5 o'clock in the Mile High City. As we creep into November, everything on the line. What a week it's been with Demaryius Thomas getting traded. And wouldn't you know, he's on the Texans. And the Texans are here on Sunday.
No home cooking for DT. No home cooking for DT. I would love to see a matchup with Chris Harris and Demaryius Thomas all day, but we all know that Demaryius Thomas is not the number one receiver for the Houston Texans. It's DeAndre Hopkins. It's been fantastic to have him around here. But with DT gone, we open up a spot on this roster for a young guy who's made spectacular plays, and he's going to make more spectacular plays the rest of his career. Take it away, Cortland Sutton.
Walk by Bowles. Downfield, what a catch by Sutton. He gets those 50-50 balls. He's inside the 25 with the 24, and he beats Nelson. 42-yard strike.
Thinking about an end around to Sanders. Sanders wants to throw wide open as Cortland Sutton dives in the end zone. Caught it. Touchdown. Emmanuel Sanders almost led him too far, but the rookie from SMU, Cortland Sutton, on the dive. And a fingertip grab in the end zone makes it 13-0 Broncos.
Keenum out of the pocket, pulls the trigger, back in the end zone. It's Sutton. Touchdown, Broncos.
How many more targets do you think Sutton actually gets?
I think that he'll get at least another 5-6 more targets per game. So look for 11 targets or so. I mean, it's starting to feel like this is the way it's supposed to be. Having a young, talented group of young men go out there and compete. Yes, they're young. They have their growing pains. But at the same time, you get so hyped. You get so excited about this kind of amazing talent. D-Mac, it just doesn't happen accidentally. These kind of guys just don't come around that often. That's why a guy like Demaryius Thomas is expendable. That's why we have the advantage at the wide receiver position right now. Look out, Cortland Sutton.
Okay.
Welcome back to Denver, Colorado, in the starting role now.
Let's go to Morris. Morris, you're on the fire up. Yes, Morris.
Woo! Hey, Mile High City. DT's coming back to town, but we're going to have to put DT down, baby. We're going to hope that DT does what everybody complained about. DT drops the ball. Well, guess what? I hope you have 10 drops on Sunday, DT. I hope you blow the rest of the league up for the rest of the year, but Sunday, I want you to look like a clown, DT. Go, Cortland! Go, Lindsey! Matter of fact, go Case Keenum. Let's go beat the Houston, whatever the name is, Texas.
Thank you, Morris. We appreciate it.
You know what? When we talk about beating the Houston Texans, then we're going to have to do something that has been done quite frequently, to tell you the truth. We're going to have to get hits on Deshaun Watson. He's been hit at NFL high 71 times, D-Mac, this season.
Crazy.
And coming off a bruised lung and chest.
Ouch.
Man, it's time. I mean, it's really time.
It is time.
For Von Miller and Bradley Chubb to get it in and get in the face early and often of none other than Deshaun Watson. Get to him, fellas.
Mahomes chased by Chubb and brought down awkwardly back at the 37 and a loss of two on the play. This kind of bends him backwards like Gumby.
Goes into the trouble. Von Miller, fifth sack of the game, third by Miller, and they lost a bunch in the process, and Dixon will come in to kick. Loss of 13 yards here. Rose at the throw. Four-man pressure. Out of the gun. He's in trouble, and he's sacked. It's Bradley Chubb, his second sack of the night. This one a loss of 9, and Rosen is down.
Empty backfield, and Goff getting a rush from Chubb and company in the sack back at the 30. Bradley Chubb finally emerging, the number 5 pick in the draft, and a loss of 10 yards, and the third sack of the game for Chubb and the fourth for the Denver Broncos.
Hey, Al, I don't know if you heard the news, but Bradley Chubb is the... Defensive Rookie of the Month. You hear that?
No, man. Great news for the Denver Broncos faithful. This young man is playing with that confidence and that power. We're going to line up quicker and know where our responsibilities are so that we can have a great game against the Houston Texans.
All right, let's go to Nikki. Nikki, you're on the fire. What's up, Nikki?
Hey, D-Max. Hey, Alfred.
Hey, Nikki.
It's Friday. We're getting ready to fire up. Let's go, Broncos. Okay, it's a little bit ironic that DT now is going to our opponent for this week and we'll be on the visiting side. But you know what? We're going to be able to beat them and we can do it.
All right. Thank you, Nikki. Open lines for you on the Fire Up, 303-713-1043. You know, Al, it's not just the Broncos, you realize. We got a game tonight. We got to have a bounce-back game tonight from the Buffaloes, right?
No, we have to have it, man. We have to have it against the Arizona Wildcats. Pac-12 football is going to be fantastic in Tucson tonight. Man, come on, Buffs. What was that last
week? What was that last
Give
week?
Give me something to cheer about tonight. Give me something to cheer about tonight,
come
baby.
Come on, Buffalo.
Tony Brown in motion. Laviska Shenault. Touchdown, Colorado. His second rushing touchdown today. Montez, second and goal. Simpson. It is called touchdown. Winfrey holds it in. The third passing touchdown of the first half for Steven Montez. McMillan bounces it outside. First down. Finds a seat. McMillan goes rolling towards the goal line. Touchdown. Colorado again. This one goes for 39. Fight. Woo! I like it. Is LaVisca, is he going tonight or not?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't I have the update yet.
Lord, I hope so.
Man. LaVisca Shenault, man. What a baller. What a guy. Looks so cool, man. Looks so great in that Colorado uniform.
All right, let's
put it on for your city, man. Maybe you'll be a Bronco just like your big bro, Philip Lindsay, one day.
What's up, Jason?
I can handle that.
You're on the fire. What's up, Jason?
We're going down to Mile High Stadium. About to kick the beep. Now the Houston Texans make some Deshaun Watson, because we don't even care what his last name is. Von Miller's going to make him his daddy. Out.
Nice. Deshaun Watson? I get it. It's not really funny, but I get it. Let's go to my man, Rodney. Rodney, you're on the fire up. Yes, Rodney.
What's up, Big Al? Being back, guys.
Rodney.
A big game against the Texans this weekend. We got to go out there and fire it up, man. We got to get that dub. 3-5. I know it's not the best, but you know what? We still got stuff we got to play for. Last but not least, I'm taking my son to the game this weekend.
All right.
I also coach his little league football team, CJFL Hurricanes. My son wants to give a shout out real quick.
Nice.
My dad's going to the Bronco game on Sunday, and I also want to give a shout out to him. Hurricanes,
TJFL
team, because we're playing tomorrow in our playoff game.
Yeah.
All right, baby, let's get it done.
All right, let's do it. I hope you beat up on those other 8-year-olds. 9?
Yeah. You know, D-Mac.
10? Probably 8, right? Yeah.
It's been a while.
Oh.
It's been a while since my Nuggets have been on fire.
Oh, you
on fire now.
They're your Nuggets. Now they're your Nuggets?
They've always been my Nuggets.
Now
I haven't
Nuggets.
Been in with the head coach, but they're always in my team. Are you kidding me? That, I mean, come on now.
All right.
I can like the Nugget players without liking the Nuggets coach.
Nah,
but
he's going to win you over.
I'll tell you what, but right now, 7-1 and have the Utah Jazz. Hey, this could be one of those teams at the end of the year that could determine whether or not you make it into the playoffs. Against this team, man, let's be good this weekend.
83-68. Aaron Gomez threw the foul, put it down. They're going to count it. On the back down against Nance. And Junior before the shot. Are they going to give him that continuation?
They're going to give him that continuation?
Inside! And Beasley clears the cobwebs.
Hey, by the way, I'm seeing it on the text line. School of Mines undefeated? Putting up 80 on their opponents? Did you catch that? Way to go, football nerds. You guys are amazing. I mean, they know how to do math. High school football playoffs starting tonight. Big Sexy, your Grand View Wolves going to be okay? Yeah. Our Smoky Hill Buffaloes taking on Regis tonight at Regis.
Hey, man. On the homeboy, what's really cool? Man, Colorado School of Mind put 84 on the board.
I tell you what, huh?
On South Dakota.
Woo!
I mean, that is crazy. 84-42, and that score like whoa.
Like whoa?
I mean, like whoa.
Like
put
whoa?
A on the board, and I'm saying like, whoa.
Like whoa? 50
is a big score, but 80, whoa.
80 what?
84. 84, like whoa.
Whoa.
Dixie State this weekend.
Dixie
man.
State, which is in what? What state is Dixie State in?
Well, it's got to be in Utah.
It's in Utah because we know who used to play there. Joe Don Duncan used to play in Dixie State. Skip, you're on the fire up. What you got, Skip?
Dude, I love your show. I am so fired up. I'll tell you why I'm fired up. I'm fired up because the Broncos finally are in a no-lose situation. Either we kick off the Cortland Sutton era with a bang and a big win, or we get rid of our season head coach. No lose.
All right. Thank you, Skip. Oh, that wasn't very nice. Vince, you're on the fire up. What's up, Vince? Vince!
The Broncos.
Yeah,
all right, what we're going to need for Broncos country. It's Vaughn on one side, Bradley Chubb on the other side. We're going to snap that Texas quarterback right in half. Let's go, Broncos.
Somebody is on the text line wanting me to say we're mentioning all these teams. We should be fired up about the Avalanche. They gave up 5 goals in the third period last night and lost to Calgary. But I love the Avalanche. They are awesome. Not last night. But they are awesome, and you know they're going to beat Vancouver because they choked last night. But they are awesome, and they're going to win tonight. But at the end of the day, Alfred, it comes down to what the Broncos are going to do in this town. And on this town, what is going to happen on Sunday?
Man, I tell you what, man. It's been so long. It's been so long since my squad showed up at home and gave me what I want, man.
What do you want?
Man, I'm always looking for the dub.
Oh, the dub?
I'm looking for the wins.
What?
I'm looking for the dubs.
I'm sorry, what?
I'm looking for the wins. I need the dub!
What?
Man. Give me the dub, please. Give me the dub, please.
What?
I'm hungry for a dub, please. Give me the win. Give me the victory. Give me the dub.
What?
Give me the victory. Give me the win. Give me the dub, baby. Oh. Hey, Tatum, I need you right now. Come on, man. You gotta do it. We need you this weekend. You're playing at home. Give it to me, Tate.
First and 10 goals of block. Turner a block. Time for Keenum downfield. He's got Sanders wide open near the 15.
From the 36-yard line, play action. Case Keenum looking deep. Wants it all. Emmanuel Sanders wide open at the 20. He's got it at the 10 to the 5. He'll flip into the end zone for the touchdown.
Keenum going to keep it. Go for the end zone. He gets there.
Keenum Highsmith. Touchdown, what a catch by Ironman. First touchdown reception by the tight end this year. And a 4-yard laser thrown by Case Keenum.
All right, deep breath, here we go.
Man, feels so good, feels so good, feels so good.
What?
Feels so good on the Friday afternoon. Feels so good on the Friday afternoon.
What?
Feels so wonderful.
Friday Fire Up, presented by the Colorado Professional Firefighters. It's your daily exclamation mark with Mark Schlereth, brought to you by Schomp BMW. The Broncos
if they're going to win this game, they had best be successful on first down. You know, so many people talk about third downs being the most important down in football, and they get all excited about third downs and conversion rates. You know, the best thing about third down is not being in it. Don't get in third down. Convert on first and second down, and you don't have to worry about third down. Let me tell you, if they are not on schedule, ahead of the chains, that means 4-plus yards on first down. If they don't do that on a consistent basis and they're in third down and long, they're going to get throttled. By throttled, I mean they're going to get beat up. Their quarterback's going to get beat up. There's going to be turnovers. There's going to be short fields for the Houston Texans. You have got to stay in front of the chains because third down and long is going to lead to bad things. Third down and long, I'm telling you right now, the Broncos don't have the personnel to block the Houston Texans in third and long. You don't have an answer for J.J. Watt. You don't have an answer for Merciless. You don't have an answer for Jadeveon Clowney when it's third down and 7+. You getting a bunch of third down and 7+, and I promise you, you will lose this football game. So success on first down, making sure you stay in front of the chains, that's the key to a Broncos victory when they get their cleats on the ground.
Mark Schlereth and Mike Evans, Monday morning at 6 on Denver's Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan. It's a Bud Light Football Friday. Bud Light, game day's favorite light lager. Here's Big Al and T-Mac.
On the RamosLaw.com text line, man, I love the fire up. Appreciate that. Another one. Fire up is Big Al at his best. D-Mac just tries to tag along like a little unwanted brother. I'm not even going to argue with you on that one.
Man, I love the fire up, man. I get so fired up for this squad, man. I just need my guys just to come on with it, man.
We got other shout-outs going. Big shout-out to the NYFL, the Gorillas, going for their three-peat on Sunday. I'm going to guess they're about 11. Let's go Pios. Yeah, you know what? We have DU hockey tonight here on The Fan. After the Drive Reloaded from 6 to 7, DU versus Western Michigan. I don't know how you feel. I'm okay with Eastern Michigan, but I hate Western Michigan. Colorado Eagles tonight at the Budweiser Center. Very nice. I know the Eagles have great fans up north and probably all over the state. Good luck. And somebody throwing in the scoreboard from the Ore Diggers game there at Mines. You got 84-42. You didn't play a whole lot of defense, I guess, in that game.
84-42.
You lit it up.
Man, y'all going to make me lose my mind.
Where?
Up in here. Up in here.
Have the fire-ups always included other teams? No. I'm sure you can figure that out.
It's actually something new we tried this
year. Yeah, we may be doing that more often. Now, Smokey's going to pull up the upset over Regis tonight. You're going to see. Who is Grandview playing tonight, by the way, Big Sexy? You don't even know?
No, they're waiting.
Oh, are they going to buy?
Yeah, they got to buy.
Oh, okay. Yeah, big criticism, by the way, in high school football, if you didn't catch it this week, about seeding and who goes where and who does what. I don't get that thick into the weeds. I'm just happy for the kids that are playing. They're all pretty excited about it, so sure, it'll be fine. What else we got? Anything else? Oh, by the way, you know how you go down a little YouTube wormhole every now and then?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I went down a wormhole, and you're more of a basketball guy than me by a long stretch. Is Bowl legit?
Yes, I think so. Because, you know, he's not as thin and flimsy as his dad was.
He's a little shorter. He's 7'3", not 7'7".
Yeah, but he's a better athlete.
So there were highlights of his first game for Oregon. Now, I just didn't know anything about Manute Bol's son, Bol. But you go down the wormhole, you find out a lot. And it came down to Oregon and Kentucky for him. And he picked Oregon. How about that? You picked Oregon over Kentucky? Wow.
Playing in the Pac-12.
Yeah, he just liked the, you know the biggest reason? He's into fashion and specifically shoes.
Oh, Nike Connect.
That's right. And he went up there and, he is the favorite in the clubhouse was Kentucky for obvious reasons. But he's that type of kid, which is fine. You know, you look at Manute Bol and you think, oh, he's kind of, he's from the Sudan. He's got a little bit of an accent, all that sort of stuff. His kid looks just like him, but his kid's an American. He grew up in Kansas, so he sounds just like, He doesn't sound like Manute Bol whatsoever. He sounds like, you know, any American teenager. He is 7'3".
And hyper athletic.
And can handle the ball great. Can shoot threes great. Can shoot
unlike his father, he started playing basketball at a young age.
Well, amazingly,
and some of the plays Manute Bol hit
like 46 three-pointers in his career.
Yeah. But I mean,
I know
he's not like, you know, like the kid can handle the basketball. 7'3". Some of the dunks from the first game,
freaky.
Man, I'm like,
freaky.
Okay, see you in the NBA next year, kid.
Do you think that works in the NBA?
Oh, well, that kind of athleticism has a place anywhere.
They'll figure it out.
Anywhere.
Huh? Yeah.
7'3", man. Come on, man.
Anyways, that was my little
wormhole. Have you seen some of those dunks that he is?
I told you, I went down the wormhole. I mean, I'm like watching.
Bam, bam.
I'm watching like high school highlights with him against like.
Like, what is he doing at Oregon?
Like a ball, and I'm watching, Shaquille O'Neal's kid.
Oh, yeah.
Who's a baller as well. And I'm watching all sorts of stuff. And then I got into the whole, you know, Kentucky versus Oregon thing. You wouldn't even think that's a competition basketball-wise. Oregon? But there he is with the Ducks. Mm. So that's going to be a fun guy to watch at CU at least once this year, right?
Mm-hmm.
That'd be kind of cool.
You know, I remember seeing Kevin Durant when he was at the University of Texas, and I was like, you know.
How did he get to Texas?
You know what? I think he just liked Austin, right?
Really?
I
mean, you think a kid from the inner city of Washington, D.C. just right. is like in love like with
the
Texas?
Number one basketball player in the history of
D.C.
The tri-state area.
Pretty competitive area for basketball.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, ends up in
the
Texas.
Number one guy ever.
Yeah. How did that happen?
I'm going
Alfred?
To school at UT. Got to see him one time in Boulder. I remember CJ telling me about the kid. He was like, man, this kid at UT is unbelievable. I'm like, who? He's like, Kevin Durant, man. And sure enough, he's that guy. He's that guy. Not going to be a Nugget next year.
I think the Nuggets are going to win at least 55 games this year. Am I off my rocker?
55?
I think so.
When is that trade going to happen with the Minnesota Timberwolves?
Huh? What do you mean?
The Minnesota Timberwolves, you know,
fill me in.
The team that knocked us out last year. Because.
What do you mean? Trade.
Jimmy Butler.
When's it going to happen? I don't know.
Is it going to be before the All-Star break or right, you know, Big Sexy, what's your best guess? When is Jimmy Butler out of Minnesota?
It's got to be sooner than later. I hope it doesn't go all the way till the All-Star break for Jimmy Butler's sake. I have a feeling he'll come down with Kawhi Leonard's injury from last year and just not be around. So
okay. And so,
and I'll be honest with you, if the Rockets had actually offered 4 first-round picks, we wouldn't be talking about some hypothetical trade. We'd be talking about Jimmy Butler on the Houston Rockets.
Yeah, they offer 3. 3 first-round draft picks for Jimmy Butler. But the reason I'm asking about
what's the relevance?
They were the 8th seed.
Yeah.
We were the 9th.
Yeah.
Do you think that LeBron and the Lakers replace at least one team in the playoffs, right?
I don't know, dude. I heard LeBron James is going to go out to
Los Angeles and not have a chance? Don't worry about the standings right now.
Don't worry about the standings?
No.
I got to check in with what they're doing.
But do you think that a LeBron James-led team is not going to make it to the playoffs?
No, I think they are. They're 3-5 right now, though. They haven't had a great start.
So who do we take the place of? They take the place of Minnesota Timberwolves.
Hey, Big Sexy, if we had 55 wins last year, what place would we come in?
Oh, 55 wins.
55, where are we?
That's a big number, dog. That's a big number.
I got it. What place does that put us in last year?
Oh, that's probably put us in like 4th.
55, you'd be tied for 3rd with Houston.
There you go, somewhere in there,
man. Don't you think the Nuggets are that kind of team?
No.
Still 12 games behind the Golden State Warriors, by the way.
You don't think the Nuggets are that type of team this year?
The Houston Rockets?
I don't think I think we make it to the playoffs kind of easy.
Tell you what, this dude Gary Harris is the real deal. That dude is the real deal.
Avalanche gave
too bad that he got hurt last year, man. But I'm telling you, that dude Gary Harris, man, I'll pay to go watch him play. I'll pay to go watch him play. That's the one guy on that team when I say, you know what? I'll pay my good hard-earned money to go watch that dude play. He is something else. Jamal Murray's coming along, but Gary Harris, he really is the truth. I mean, what do you think? Is that a good statement, Big Sexy, or do you like Jokic better?
You know I'm a Jokic guy.
Mm. D-Mac, Jokic or Gary Harris?
Jokic. But I like Gary Harris quite a bit. But I like everybody on the Nuggets right now. I mean, their depth is really awesome.
We haven't even seen the tip of the iceberg yet. We still have Isaiah Thomas coming back. We've got Michael Porter Jr. who still hasn't come off the bench. So.
It's crazy, right?
Michael Porter Jr. not going to play this year, right? He's redshirting this year, right?
Hopes are he's going to play this year. But
When? Man, now you get me hyped.
I don't need to get let me tell you something. The Nuggets.
If you're talking about Michael Porter Jr. playing this year.
If the Nuggets continue at the pace they're doing right now, there's no reason to rush Michael Porter Jr. back.
Well, that's true. I mean, they're
so you're saying
that
he's going to get a redshirt year? See, if he gets a redshirt year, then, you know, that's why I'm not really hyped. But, you know, this is the guy that could change the entire team.
Avalanche gave one away last night, and that's a tough one. You know, you got to be just a little careful because Nashville's so good, and you don't want to be slipping away. So I'm not throwing out any kind of panic mode here, but
that's a playoff team.
You got to, at the worst, with a 3-goal lead going into the final period, you got to take that to at least overtime. You got to just get a point out of that game. I mean, for them to give up 5 goals in the third, I mean, it's kind of inexcusable. But settle down. They play Vancouver tonight. Vancouver has a very similar record to the Avalanche. They both have 16 points. Let's see what they can do. You know what's true in sports? You've got to win road games, Al, at some point, right? You've got to win road games at some point.
It's different in hockey, you know.
No. You got to win road games in hockey.
Sure, I'm just saying, but it's not the same kind of, you know, it's not the same kind of fan interference. It's not the same kind of deal. It's not.
I think it's still tough. I mean,
we talk to hockey guys all the time, and they say, you know, it doesn't matter. As you know, it's not.
You're playing on the road and back to back nights on the road. I think that's pretty tricky.
With that, like that, then yes.
So when you give up a point and then you have to play the next night on the road, I think you kind of blew it right there. That's a tough moment, and so suck it up here, boys, and let's see what you're really made of. You drop another one here to Vancouver, got a lot of people pretty hype at the beginning of the season, and you know, see where it goes. That being said, we're excited for all of our teams. It's a great time of year, right? Because there's just so much stuff going on and so many meaningful games. Here's the big topic, Al. You are picking the Broncos to lose. Okay, let's play that scenario out into the bye week. We'll do that next.
Sandy Clef here to tell you about SCL Mortgage Special Circumstance Lending, locally owned and operated. And if you're self-employed or work on commission, this is the place for you. Bank statement loans are back. You don't need tax returns to do your loan. In some cases, the bank statement loans can be done with credit scores in the low 600s. MySpecialMortgage.com on the web, 303-790-2222, the phone number, SCL Mortgage, licensed by the Colorado Department of Regulatory Agencies, number 120-0716.
It's a Bud Light Football Friday. Bud Light, game day's favorite light lager. Here's Big Al and D-Mac.
Oh, just for you, Alfred.
Woo! Y'all gonna make me lose my mind. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gonna make me go all out. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gonna make me act a fool. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gonna make me lose my mind.
The Rough Riders, right?
DMX is having some issues, man.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, not to bum everybody out. Did you hear about Katie Nida?
Oh, I did. I saw something this morning.
How
on the news.
Horrible. She goes in for something. She gets, like, some sort of transfusion or something, you know, some sort of and she's allergic to what they gave her in the hospital. And I feel so horrible for her and her family. And she is in really tough shape. And they've got a Go Help Me Fund Me. What is that? GoFundMe. Fund Me. I don't know. It's such a sad story. So, geez, our thoughts with Katie Nida and her family. And, gee, we hope it gets better. And terrible. Sorry. Just made me think of it. Okay. the Broncos and the ramifications of a loss.
Okay.
With the bye week. What do you think? What do you think? Go down this road a little bit. And I'm picking the Broncos to win. You're picking them to lose. They lose the game. And you had them, what, 27-17? So you had a 10-point win, two-score game?
10-point game.
Okay, well, that's not all that close, obviously.
Because if we get down on this team and we have to throw to win, this is not the right team to do that.
We just lost 27-17 to the Texans. Is Demaryius Thomas catching a touchdown in that game?
That doesn't matter, does it?
It's a perception thing, whether you're giving up on the season or not. You can see fans reasonably thinking that.
That we gave up on the season?
They lose 27-17. DT gets a touchdown.
But I mean, with
the Broncos are now 3-6. We're into the bye. Now what?
I don't know what the switch is. How do you change that, D-Mac? I'm asking you. You know, how do you?
Well, I got the Broncos winning, so I'm going to ask you because you got. But I'm just being real.
But I'm trying. I'm trying to.
You're playing at the Chargers, who are 5-2. Maybe 6-2, maybe 7-2 at that point. I don't know when their bye week is. 5-2. No, they've already had their bye week, so they would win two games by then. They could be 7-2.
If Chad Kelly was here, we would be excited about him because we saw him in preseason.
Fine, let me go down that road.
Does Kevin Hogan now get a chance?
Does Kevin Hogan get a chance?
I don't know. I don't know what the solution is.
Because you got two tough games. You're at the Chargers, and then you're home against Pittsburgh.
But if you have,
and at Cincinnati, and at Cincinnati's got a great record so far.
Let me ask you this. Mullins played last night, right?
Yeah.
For the 49ers.
Nick Mullins. I won't screw his name up again on purpose. Okay. The kid played great.
Historic night. To over 250, three touchdowns, only the third guy to ever make a start with those kind of numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Gives you hope in the backup department for the 49ers for many years to come. At some point, we're going to have to see Kevin Hogan play. I don't know if that's now or later, or is that training camp next year? I don't know what that is.
Can I tell you what I think?
But
it's not now, unless Case is hurt. Case is the quarterback, and you know what? He needs as many reps at this point, because if it was Chad Kelly or Paxton Lynch in there, maybe I'd feel differently. But even though I like Kevin Hogan quite a bit, I'm not fooling myself that Kevin Hogan is part of the future. I like him. I'm glad he's on the team. But Case Keenum needs as much playing time as possible with this team.
To do what? To give a great evaluation?
Kinda, yeah.
Here's the tough part about playing.
Actually, yes.
Here's the tough part about playing in the NFL. There are no easy wins.
No, that's for sure.
You know, I tried to explain this, some time ago about what this league is. Because of the salary cap and how you manage it, you know, there are no easy wins in this league unless, of course, somebody wants to give you a win like the Raiders, who is clearly tanking it for the first pick in the draft.
Clearly, yes.
Now, the Giants are not tanking it. They're just not a good football team with Eli at quarterback. They have to move on from Eli, but I don't know when they're going to do that.
Let me give you some tough questions because you're avoiding the issues here.
But, I mean,
what changes happen with the Broncos if they lose going into the bye week?
I don't know.
What would you want to see, and what don't you care to see?
If we had Chad Kelly, I would want to see Chad Kelly.
All right, so you'd want it, but we don't. So
now what? I don't know. If you asking me,
coaches, what do you do?
The coaches aren't the reason that we are 3-6. So if we lose the game,
3-6, no changes in the coaching, none in the coaching.
Let me
staff.
Ask you this: what team have we been better than, and didn't win against, besides the Jets? We blew that game. The coaches blew that game. The coaches blew that game.
Okay. I think the Jets are better than us, but
I don't think they're better than us.
They're 3-5, same as us. And they
rookie
beat us.
Quarterback. Come on, man. We should.
All right, so no coaching changes.
No, because I don't think that they have underperformed. I think they have done great. We have a top 10 offense. Our offense is number 8 in the NFL. Those are some weak numbers if you look at it and just say, hey, you know, we're scoring a lot of points. You know, no, you're not. You're moving the ball, but you're not scoring a lot of points.
So 3-6. It's not on the coaches. you seem to be sliding towards it might be on the quarterback a little bit.
I think it's more on the quarterback than it is the coach.
We don't have a reasonable backup that we'd want to see a lot of action from.
So tell me what to do. So you fire the coach to do what? To appease who? If you think the fan base wants to see a new head coach, then you make that move. I understand, because you have to sell tickets. This is a business that punishes coaches that don't win.
Three home games after the bye. Pittsburgh, Cleveland, Chargers.
So who becomes your head coach in your scenario, if the head coach is gone?
Oh, none. I wouldn't fire the head coach either.
I just don't know ride it out with Case Keenum.
My theory is tank for Tua in 2020. So not only would I not fire the head coaches, I'd bring them all back next year. I'd be fine with it.
The coordinators on both sides.
I'd bring them both back.
I think that Joe Woods has gotten so much better than he was
and
at the
I,
beginning
can I
of
explain,
the year.
Can I explain why I'd bring him back? It's not just to be silly and say something outrageous. The reason why I'd bring him back is that you really have nothing to lose in bringing them back. Either it doesn't work out again, which is fine, and then you have a top five pick in a year that is a much better quarterback draft class, or it does work out and something clicks with everybody and you've given them the right amount of time to make that happen. I think a full season and next year, if it's not working out, if we're in the same spot, well, obviously they're going to blow everybody out, right, Al? I mean, nobody's going to survive 4 years of not making the playoffs and what would be 3 years of subpar performance. I mean, no NFL coach is really going to survive
that.
No,
we just saw Hugh Jackson get fired for a similar deal.
Yeah.
Can't help it. I mean, the guy played a rookie quarterback in year two. Year one, he played a myriad of different quarterbacks that aren't even on the team right now.
I think it's fair to say
RG3 being one of them.
When you get hired as a head coach in the NFL,
you better know who your quarterback is.
It seems fair to say you get 2 years kind of no matter what, and you better be winning in the third year. And if you're not winning halfway through the third year, it's probably time to go.
Last year, we were talking about these blowouts. The Broncos are getting blown out every week.
Yeah, that's not happening.
No, it's not. But I mean,
you're seeing improvement there.
If you're not,
Yeah, but who's to say that?
A loss is a loss. I don't care if they lose by one or 12.
But who's to say you get blown out 1 year? The games are closer the next year. Then you're winning close games the year after. Who's to say that can't happen?
Same quarterback?
No. We're screwed on the quarterback. We made that mistake already. No. I'm Case Keenum's just nothing to me.
I think he's
literally nothing to me aside that he's paid for, and you're not going to get your better quarterback for 2 years. You can draft Ryan Finley if you want, and you can trot him out, whatever. That's fine. That's khaki pants, Mike Evans. That's what he wants to do.
But what we've That's also fine. Shown is that our coordinator knows offense on that side of the ball.
But the most important thing is if you can't really tank out, if you can't finish one or two.
Right now, we're not going to be one.
Right.
I can guarantee you that the Raiders are not going to win more than one more game.
Well, yeah. We're not going to be number one this year. We're going to be we're going to win seven games, Al. The Broncos are going to win at least seven games this year. They've got too much talent.
You win 10 or you might as well lose them all.
Well, I agree with you there, too. So the concept of what happens with the loss is sticky. A win is just going to get them to that seven-win plateau. This is The Drive on the Fan.
It's a Bud Light Football Friday. Bud Light, official beer sponsor of the Denver Broncos. Here's Big Al and T-Mac.
You know, well, I'm a chicken fried. A cold beer on a Friday night. A pair of jeans that fit just right.
Oh, I like this.
And a radio.
You like that? You like that? Oh, T-Mac, you know what, man? I would be remiss if I didn't wish my mother a very, very happy birthday.
Wow. That's awesome.
So, Mom, I know you're listening in Houston. Happy birthday, baby. And certainly me and Andre are up here, and we love you, and we just want to say happy birthday together. So I told her I would, and I just did. I hardly ever give any personal
I think that's great.
Shout outs, but
I'm
man,
trying to keep my mouth shut to not get in the way.
I know, I'm done. I just want to say happy birthday to you. She's my sweetheart. She is my sweetheart.
Care to mention the age, or are we not going, no, quite going there?
Really.
All right. All right.
But I'll be 50 next week, so.
I'm 52 or 51.
Ages can be squirrely.
Yeah. But I'm so happy for her. I'm so happy for her.
Is she a Texans fan?
No, she's a Bronco fan.
Nice.
Yeah.
Even though she lives in Houston?
Well, this is, you know, like, she doesn't talk about the Cincinnati Bengals or the 49ers ever. Like, I've never, you know, like.
Is she a Buffs fan?
I used to, man, I'm telling you, when I was in Cincinnati, I had like 7 or 8 of my teammates playing for the Pittsburgh Steelers at one time, and they used to just beat us, and it was just so frustrating. It was humiliating. I mean, I was just humiliated all the time from losing. That was my first time losing ever in my life. You know, I had never lost at anything ever, and I played in some huge games in my life.
Right.
And so when I had nothing to play for in October, November, December, you know, it's frustrating. And so we don't. She does me a solid by not even ever talking about Cincinnati. And I was only in San Francisco for a smooth 9 months. So my time with the 49ers was short. I'm a Bronco baby.
All right.
I love winning. Who doesn't love winning?
I love winning.
I love winning. That's my favorite thing.
You know what I love even more than winning?
Dominating.
Watching other people lose.
I don't like watching other people lose.
Well, the ones that I'm like, the ones I'm against. Just the ones where they were against, you know, like your opponent.
Oh, okay.
I heard you lost the other day.
My high school coach, man, my high school coach told me when I was in high school, when we were playing, I was on varsity when I was a sophomore, and I had a friend playing on another team. Not very many friends. I didn't start playing football until I was a freshman in high school. But I had this one friend, and he played on a good team. And I was like, I was going to go over and say, hey, man, how you doing? Nice to see you. And my high school coach looked at me and said, hey, we lost the game. We don't shake hands when we lose the game. I was like, what?
Wow.
He said, we don't shake hands when we lose the game. Let's go.
Really?
Swear on everything that I love. Swear to God.
I thought you were forced to like shake. I thought that was a high school thing.
No.
So you guys would just walk off the field?
Hey, we run into the locker room.
Really?
I told you, I promise you that on everything I love. That was the rule. Like, hey, if we win, we say when we win, we go shake hands.
And if we lose, we just run away.
Meet you in the locker room.
Jeez. All right, and on that great parenting note.
My coaches were tough, man. I'm telling you, man.
Yeah, and apparently terrible sports, but
well,
tough.
Well, you know what?
They were tough.
You know what? You can look at it like that, or you can say, hey, you learn to have winning habits if you want to see your friends at the end of the game.
Best of luck to all the high school kids in playoff football action tonight and tomorrow over the weekend. And the Avs get it together and... The Buffs, let's beat Arizona. I want to see them rule in Tucson, Alfred. And then Broncos hopefully get a W on Sunday as DT comes home.
Hey, man, you guys be safe out there. Really, really enjoy your night and have fun with your family this weekend. Once again, happy birthday to my mom. I love you. Love you so much. Love you so much. Hey, for my partner, D-Mac, for Big Sexy, the man that makes this show work every single day.
It's cold.
And when it's cold, it's tough.
It's tough when it's cold.
And for Kyle Berry, appreciate you, bro. I'm Big Al.
It's tough.
It's cold. It's
we'll
tough.
See you Monday at 3 o'clock on Victory Monday here on The Drive. Good night, everybody.